Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I want to continue this conversation about impact. If you didn't catch last week's episode, I'm just going to say right now, let's put it out there, it was a bit of a rant. It was a rant about a woman making a negative impact. At least it was very negative in my point of view. So today I want to shift it to a little more positive view, look, take on impact. So the title of this episode is Imagine the Impact You Can Make. You just have to decide. You have to decide what kind of impact you want to make, how you want to show up, what you want to be known for. And when I think about the impact I want to make, I have to look at the fact that I actually have an auto reject response. Do you have an auto reject response? Someone gives you a solution and it really is the best possible solution and you instantaneously say, nope, I'm out on that. Nope, that can't happen. Nope, I don't have the skills for that. Nope, that's for somebody else. It's not for me. Well, I had that auto reject button going on. It was just an instantaneous response. And I try to be an optimistic person. I try to see the glasses half full. I will say that in many, many situations, I do that almost to the point of being Pollyanna, which I'm kind of okay with. But I was at an event. And I had heard of this man before. I didn't really know much about him other than somebody else I knew had worked with him and it had been a really good experience. And he took the stage and he starts telling his story. And if you've ever been to a conference or any type of event gathering where there are a bunch of speakers, there's a little bit of a flow to how the story goes. It's often called the hero's journey. This is where I was, this is how bad things got. And then this one time I had this epiphany, I had an interaction that just changed everything. And now I'm here and I want to help you get here faster and not go through all the muck and the valleys that I did. Let's bypass that. So he's sharing his hero story. And as I was sitting there in a room there were over 100 people in this room, and it wasn't that big of a room. It didn't really feel crowded, but it was definitely full. And he's telling his story, and it's a very engaging story. He tells it really well. And then he says, I have a goal. I have a vision to impact, I don't remember if he said 1 million people or 10 million people, but in that moment it could have been a billion people. Because my instantaneous auto reject response was, that's not even possible. That's not possible. I'm too little. I don't have a big enough voice. I don't have enough of a message. Nobody will listen to me. Yeah, no, I can't. That was my instantaneous response. I can't. And then he went on, probably very quickly, all of those negative thoughts probably happened instantaneously. Like, I didn't have an entire dialogue with myself about this whole, no, I can't do that. It was pretty fast. Like, all those things happened almost simultaneously. But then he explained it. And he said, here I am, I'm level zero. And I'm going to coach, I'm going to teach, I'm going to train, I'm going to help, I'm going to mentor, I'm going to coach. Did I already say coach? Yeah, I probably did. 10 people. And if I have a very positive impact on 10 people, then those 10 people can and will impact 10 more. If you've been around me for very long, you know I am not the math person. Like, you have to get a calculator out for me. But 10 times 10 is 100. Then those 100 people help 10 more each. And that's 1,000. And those 1,000 people help 10 more each. And now we're at 10,000. Sorry about that. So now we've impacted 10,000 lives. And if each of those 10,000 people help 10 people, we've hit 100,000 people impacted. And again, those 100,000 times 10, we've now hit 1,000,000. I don't know how many more levels we have to go to hit 10 million, but I'm sure it's only one or two more levels. So me, little old me, with my message to share, wanting to share my experiences, wanting to help people bypass some of the things that I stumbled over, which has been a lot, right? We all stumble over a lot. But if I can impact 10 people on a really powerful level, it doesn't take a lot to hit 1,000,000. It doesn't take a lot. Do you have a message you want to share that you want to hit at least 1,000,000 people? What impact do you want to make? What impact do you want to leave on the world? I was in a training recently, and it was kind of fun. It was like basically trying to train your artificial intelligence bot so it kind of like knows you and your values, so that when it helps you write content, which it doesn't start from scratch. Those of you who are anti-AI, catch up. Like, that's all I have to say. Catch up. Get on board. Get on the train. We will bring you along with us, but the train is leaving the station, so get on board. And in this particular one, this gentleman has created this AI bot, and you have to answer all these questions. And it's amazing when you answer the questions and you share your message, how much it sounds like you. Do you have to edit? Absolutely. Can you just hit send? Well, occasionally, but typically no. So you have to really look at the information you put in. Oh my gosh, I just had an epiphany. Do you remember when computers first came out? Or is anybody that old that you remember when computers first came out? And the phrase was garbage in, garbage out. I'm going to coin that phrase for AI. You put garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. You don't put enough of your information and what you've created and written in, you're going to get some garbage out, and then you're going to look like an idiot because, like, you did a bot, you know, type thing. And idiot's not a nice word, but I used it. Sorry. So what impact do you want to make? How do you want to show up? A few years ago, and I can only talk about me, right? Because I just know my story. So it's not that I'm saying, oh, look at me, I'm so great. It's like some of these stories, I'm like, holy crap, holy, I had no idea. I was in a group of entrepreneurs, and everybody was like servants minded, like they a give back, a heart-centered business, if you will. And there was an event, and it was all around being a heart-centered business. And someone nominated me to be like the entrepreneur of the year in this group. I don't even know how many people were in the group, but I was like, oh my gosh, I got nominated. I shared that everywhere. I didn't win. Just spoiler alert, I didn't win. kind of like trying out for cheerleader. I didn't win. But I did all the things. I put it on social media. I texted people the link. I was like, hey, you know, vote for me. Vote for me. I could never be a politician because that vote for me just wore me right out. And my husband and I have a little boat and a little place at the lake with a whole bunch of amazing people and friends. And there was one woman that I knew, but like we weren't tight. We weren't in a tight circle of friends. But I'm going to say a close acquaintance. Let's go with that. Close acquaintance. And it's a Sunday afternoon. It's a beautiful day. The beach doesn't have many people. It's called Sunday Fun Day. And you usually have a smaller group. And it became very tight-knit very quickly. And we pull up to the beach. And I hadn't even gotten off the boat. You know, you pull up at the beach and you've got to get the cover up and you got to get your cooler ready and you got to get the sunscreen on. You got to do all the things. And I haven't even stepped off the boat and this gal comes running down the beach and said, oh my gosh, Jennifer, you are so famous. I cannot believe you're up for this award. And I was like, what? She's like, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Like, you're royalty. Are you a princess? Are you a queen? Do we need to bow to you? And I was like, nope. None of those things are true. But I had made a big impact on some people that were outside my inner circle. And they thought it was so cool that I had been nominated for this award. And let's be clear, I was super excited that I was nominated for this award. Like, I mean, let's not minimize it. It was a big deal. And I was quite honored that I was nominated. Again, I didn't win, but I was nominated. And that's kind of a big deal. It's a big deal. I want to make that impact. I want to show up that way. I want someone to say what you said mattered. I go to the Oklahoma City Thunder NBA basketball games. And there is a restaurant bar called Toby Keith's. We always park at Toby Keith's. We know all the bartenders, most of the waiters and waitresses. We're there all the time. There's a whole group of us. Like, there's a game and we all walk in and everybody's like happy to see us all. And it's kind of like Cheers, that old show with Norm, like everybody knows our name. And they do. And this one particular night, a distant friend, I'm going to say, it was their birthday and I had been asked to bake their birthday cake. And I bake a lot and being asked to bake a birthday cake is really not outside my realm. I'm typically very happy to do it. And I did. And our whole group is there plus this other group that, you know, we're friends with, but not as tight. And some bartenders who no longer worked there had come for this birthday party. And one of them was getting ready to leave. And she turned around as she's walking out the door and we're all saying goodbye. And she said, hey, wait, Jennifer, you have a podcast and I listen to it every week. And I just want you to know I've learned a lot. I was stunned. Number one, I didn't know she knew I had a podcast. Number two, I didn't know she listened to it. And number three, I didn't know she had gotten value. So the fun thing about the podcast is that I sit here in my office and I tell people, oh, I just talk to myself, which is a little bit true. But I don't know what impact I'm making. If you don't subscribe, if you don't leave a review, if you don't give me 5 stars or whatever, I have no idea. I'm just sitting here talking to myself randomly. It's not too random. I do have a little bit of an outline. But I don't know. And you don't know what impact you're making. So if you didn't catch last week's episode, this lady was just a hag. She was a hag and she needed to just shut up. Like, keep your hatefulness to yourself. You don't need to impact the rest of us. So I had recorded that podcast, and I was pretty fired up about it. I don't know if you can hear it in the podcast, but I was pretty fired up. I wasn't even in my office. I was in my kitchen, so the sound might be very different. I don't know. But right after I recorded that, just a few days later, I found out that my aunt, whom I adored, had been taken to the hospital a week or so before with shortness of breath. And they thought it might be her heart. So they're running all these tests on her heart for over a week. We don't know it. She keeps it pretty quiet because that's how Aunt Virginia was. And I find out on a Friday that not only is she in the hospital, which I had not known, but she had just the day before been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and it has already spread everywhere, and it did not look good. And I said, oh my gosh, I want to see her. So one of my sisters and I met my other aunt and uncle, and we all went together. And I walked in the room, and you know, you walk in a room, it's a little bit dark, but you've got the sun from the window coming in your face, and you like can't see initially. And I walked in, and this man who's her nephew on the other side of the family said, oh my gosh, there's Jennifer. And I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen him in years. I'm kind of impressed that he even recognized me. So I have this beautiful conversation with my aunt. Pancreatic cancer, thank you God, apparently does not hurt, because she said, they're only going to give me Tylenol. I said, well, that is just totally awesome. That means if you need more than Tylenol, they'll give it to you. But if Tylenol will handle it, you're good. Did you need a Tylenol? And she said, no, I have not needed a Tylenol. So I'm thinking that's a good way to go. All right. And she looked at me, and again, she's been my aunt my whole entire life. I just adore her. And she looks at me with tears in her eyes and says, I love watching you on social media. You have great things to say. You could have knocked me over with a feather. Someone I love, adore, and highly respect had that to say. I'm making an impact every day with how I show up. Whether it's intentional or not is on me. So my question, my challenge, my final thoughts for you are, what impact do you want to make? Imagine what that impact could be. Do you want to hit that million people with a positive impact? What a great thing if every one of us, everyone in our circle, everyone that you knew had the same vision. They imagined that same future of all of us having a positive impact on everyone we encounter. If you'd like to dive in this a little bit further, book a call, click the link, book a call. I would love to talk to you about it, and I would love to help you decide what you want your future to look like. Let's start imagining again all the possibilities for the world. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.